Two guys, one phone. We are back here live with some more Michael Jackson, as we promised we would be. Yeah. This is probably his biggest song, I would say. One of the biggest songs in music history.
I would tell you, it's definitely the biggest music video in history. But also one of the biggest, I think it's the best-selling album.
Yeah, I think so.
With The Dark Side of the Moon. Back then it was, at least. I don't know. Master song.
Yeah, I mean, who would have beat it in the intervening decades? Taylor Swift.
Who would have beat it?
But yeah, so the story of the song is a guy taking a girl he likes on a date to see a scary movie and hopes that she will be sucked into the horror on the screen and ultimately snuggle up to him because she is scared.
Huh.
I didn't know that. The term thriller is used not just as the type of movie they are watching, but also as a double entendre for how he wants to thrill her with his love.
Hey, that's like our jokes. Thrill her? I didn't even know her. Like, thriller? I don't even know her.
Thriller? I don't even know her.
I was going to make the joke. Yeah. Wasn't he already?
He did it. It
turns out it was
45 years
ago.
Wow,
that's massive. Thriller? I don't even know her. All right, well, let's see. Close to midnight, and something evil is lurking in the dark. One of the monsters, I guess.
Monster.
And also, is it really thriller? I think the genre is more horror. Thriller is more like
thriller is like
suspenseful.
Air Force One.
Thriller. This is more horror with creatures and.
Yeah.
It's the wrong genre. I feel like
it's a creature feature.
Horror night. Horror, like you whore her out.
Yeah, that's good. That would be way better than a thrill.
So the joke would have still worked.
Still would have worked.
Horror.
You whore her.
Horror,
I don't even know who that she is.
Don't know who she is. You whore her anyway. Yeah. Gotta get paid.
Anyway,
so close to midnight in the movie or in the, in real life? The real life of the song.
Maybe it's like a late night show.
Okay, so it's close to maybe in the movie it's also close to midnight. And something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. Okay, it's under the moonlight, maybe like a werewolf, is that? Because the moon is out, right?
It could be.
We don't really know what creature it is. But so he is narrating the movie that they are both in.
Was he narrating it to her?
That would be really annoying because she can see for herself.
He's just talking through. All right, so now.
So he is narrating to us what they are seeing in the movie.
It's
a really stupid story. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. So he's talking to you. It's like the character in the movie.
Oh.
So he is talking to the movie, to the movie character in the.
No, he's talking about the girl. The woman he's with wants to scream in the movie theater.
But you're not going to be so terrorized that you can't even scream.
No, because that
Or would... maybe it's just a really good movie. And she is just responding the exact same way.
Fantastic actress.
Yeah, maybe the exact same way that... Okay. But either way, he's narrating it. He's either narrating the movie or he's narrating to her...
What she's doing.
Even in hindsight, telling a story, but
in the moment.
In the moment. You try to scream. Terror takes a sound before you make it. You make what? Like the scream. She couldn't even scream.
Couldn't even scream. Too scared.
Too terrorized. You start to freeze.
Terrified.
If you start, you just freeze. I don't think you start to freeze.
Yeah.
Freezing is just automatic.
Yeah.
Like you freeze.
You don't start slowing down.
Like unless you're actually freezing to death or something. Then
you
start
someone.
But no, she starts to freeze. But that feels more like
hypothermia.
I don't even know. But this seems more like the movie character. But I don't know. Because they really freeze.
Different interpretation. It's open to interpretation.
Okay, all right. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed.
Yeah, I think he's talking to her. I'm not paralyzed, but I seem to be struck by you.
But so, she starts to freeze. A horror looks you right between the eyes. No, it hits you between the eyes. It looks you right in the eyes. It looks you in the eye.
What would it look you staring at? Like the bridge of your nose.
Yeah. Either it looks you in the eye, or it hits you right between the eyes. But it doesn't... Horror... doesn't look you right between the eyes.
I don't even know.
How do you look between
you
the eyes?
You don't look like you're staring right in between your eyes.
Maybe she has a unibrow. But then we'll be,
that would be pretty horrific.
Yeah.
Imagine but you horror... get, like, you have a blind date, and you get there, and you sit across from her, and like
she has a unibrow.
She has a unibrow.
Well, a unibrow is fixable. You can just like, shave it off.
That's
and make
true.
It, like,
that's true. Tweezer. I don't even know.
But so horror is looking right between the eyes. So whatever the monster is. But he makes his horror.
Okay.
But not thriller, horror. So he already admits it's horror. Yeah, yeah. And she's paralyzed because this is thriller night. So the night they go out to see a thriller movie.
Maybe that's what it's called at the theater. It's thriller night. We show horror movies.
We show different genre movies.
Every Wednesday at midnight. Yeah. It's horror. It's
but
thriller
she also knows that. It's like you don't need to remind her that, hey, by the way, this is thriller night, you know, because you're like. She's in the movie with you.
Yeah.
But this is how we do on Thriller Night, basically, right? And no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike. Mm. No, that's the girl, the movie character.
All right.
Because the beast is striking, that's the one on the screen.
So he's singing, he's watching the movie and singing to the movie character.
That it's Thriller Night, but she doesn't even know about that she's in a movie. In the context of the movie, she doesn't know that... Or she's not supposed to know that there is a movie.
There's a movie. It's not a made-up level. Or that they're going to play her movie during Thriller Night.
Which should be Horror Night.
Yeah.
And no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike. So we have a beast and a horror. But it's not really clear what type of beast we're dealing with. I would say a werewolf, right, at this point.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Moonlight?
Yes. Then we got the moonlight. Okay. It could be a mummy, though.
Maybe.
Brendan Fraser. I don't even know.
And then, you know, it's Thriller Night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller
tonight.
Wait, so you know it's Thriller Night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight.
Inside a killer thriller tonight?
Yeah. So the movie. She's fighting for her life. Are you really inside of... No, you're in a movie. You're not inside of a movie.
You're not inside of it, no.
I played inside of a movie. No, you played in a movie, but she's also not actually inside a killer thriller. Because you can't be inside a thriller.
No. What is a... Yeah, she's not inside a killer.
No, but like a killer thriller, like a really good one. Oh, man, that's...
A killer... That thriller was killer.
Yeah,
man.
Like it was killer.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really stupid. So he's talking to her, not to the woman he's with, the girl he's with on a date.
No,
he's talking.
Okay.
He's talking to the movie character that
Silly
she
me,
is.
I thought it was
that
the girl
she
part.
Is. Yeah, that also could have made sense. But I mean, neither of them do make a lot of sense.
No.
But he is narrating to the girl. No, not even to the girl. He's talking to the movie character that she is fighting for her life inside a killer thriller. Well, who gives a shit? She can't even hear you.
Yeah.
It's a fucking movie. It's not true.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of a stupid conversation are you having?
I don't know.
Like, on the spot. Like, live. Like, he's live narrating
he's speaking
it.
Out loud.
This is before live tweeting and stuff.
Yeah,
this is like the old... Like, because he's
old school live tweeting.
Yeah, because he's not saying, oh, I saw this movie about this woman. No, he's talking directly to her. You are fighting for your life now.
Did you know that? And everybody's like, shh.
And
shut up.
Yeah, shut up, man. Let us watch the beast, and he also knows what's going to happen. The beast is about to strike.
Yeah. Don't go in there.
Don't go in. Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no.
Girl, I'm alive.
You hear the door slam and realize there's nowhere left to run. All right, like somebody shut the door behind her, I guess?
Yeah, and like in a horror movie. All
right.
But I thought she was outside under the moonlight, right? The creature's in the moonlight.
Yeah.
And she was also outside.
She ran inside.
She ran inside.
And then somebody shut the door
behind. But she left the door open.
Yeah, and then he slammed it shut behind him.
Okay.
All right, so he's in there with her.
He's in, yeah.
And there's nowhere left.
Well, you don't want to assume gender here. They are inside with her. It could be a woman, too, like the monster.
How are we assume? Why are we assuming that she is a woman? Did he say that before?
No, I don't think so.
Sorry. Sorry. There's nowhere left to run.
Gender, I don't even know them. Gender, I don't even know them.
You don't know their gender.
Yeah.
So you just have to say that.
Yeah.
You feel the cold hand and wonder if you've ever seen the sun. What does that mean? It's like the cold hand touches her?
Yeah, of the monster.
Of the monster.
And then the first thing, will I ever see the sun again?
No, but it's if you'll ever see the sun. That's what
so,
she
yeah,
wonders.
If she's going to make it through the night. It's just a weird way, like, so you get touched by a monster, and then you think, I'm going to see the sun again.
I'll see the sun come up.
Like, that's the first thing. I think it's more like a panicky reaction, like, get the fuck off me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to.
I want to see the sun. I took the sun for granted all those years.
Am I going to see it again? I guess we'll wait and see.
You close your eyes and hope that it is just imagination.
So in the movie, though.
Yeah.
So he has insight.
Into what she's hoping.
Into what she's thinking in the movie, because he's not saying it out loud in the movie, we can assume.
No.
Oh, I hope this is all imagination.
No, of course not.
But it also is imagined because it's a movie. It's not real.
Wow. Spoiler.
But
spoiler, I don't even know.
Spoiler. But so the movie character hopes that it's all imagination.
Yeah.
And he knows that.
And he knows that she's
And he's narrating it.
And he's telling us
in the movie.
No, he's telling her
His date.
She hopes that.
Yeah. I don't think this date's going to go very well. It's going to go anywhere. Not, I mean, it wouldn't
he
go
doesn't
anywhere
want it
anyway.
To anyway.
Oh, he
not
just jeopardized it. Oh, no, it wasn't because I was gay. It was because it was an annoying, like, she didn't like me. I wanted to, man. I wanted to take her home.
I was trying, man.
I tried to get in the pants.
You should have seen me.
Yeah, I was pulling all the moves.
All the moves. But all the while, you hear a creature creeping up behind. You're out of time.
So, yeah. But the creature's already there.
Yeah.
It has its hand on her.
Oh, the hand is on her, so it already creeped up behind.
Yeah, and then you don't hear it, you also feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling is worse than hearing, because hearing, you still have some distance.
Yeah, you have
feeling,
time to,
it's right there.
Time to escape it.
Time to escape. But
yeah,
so
once you feel it, you're done.
Yeah, so but what creature are we talking about, too?
He kind of specifies here in the chorus. He says, because this is Thriller Night, there ain't no second chance against the thing with 40 eyes.
Oh, 40 eyes, so that's it's just a weird... That's not all that scary. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it's much more scary to have, like a real person. Other than a monster with 40 eyes.
What kind of monster has
40
eyes?
I have no idea.
Why would it need so
I thought it was just a werewolf or something. Or a zombie, at least. Yeah. At least they, you know, are more scary than just, like, 40 eyes. That just looks ridiculous.
Why do you need so many eyes? Just jab them all out. It's easy to defeat them.
Yeah.
40 eyes.
But it's also, now we're talking about an alien or something.
Yeah.
Like a whole completely different kind of beast.
Mm.
That almost makes it less suspenseful to me. It's just stupid, like a 40-eyed creature.
Of course it's stupid, I agree. Night creatures call, and the dead start to walk in their masquerade. There's no escaping the jaws of the alien this time. They're open wide, this is the end of your life. Ooh.
Night creatures call. What are the night creatures?
I don't know, the creatures of the night.
Yeah,
the reanimated gather. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know who those are. Like the alien. Is that a night creature? And they're calling. Like, who are they calling?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the dead start to walk. So that's like
that's zombies.
That's zombies.
That's not the 40-eyed aliens.
No. And then he says, "There's no escaping the jaws of the alien this time."
Oh, so he also has. Yeah.
Maybe there's aliens and zombies.
There's aliens and zombies and werewolves.
All in one.
Yeah, because midnight and moonlight means werewolf, because they change at midnight.
Okay.
So that means werewolf. Then we also have zombies, right? Because
the dead start to walk.
That's zombies.
That's a zombie.
But there's also a 40, and there's also a 40-eyed monster.
And there's also the jaws.
And the jaws of
the
alien. But is that the same alien with the 40 eyes, or are there just a whole bunch of?
No.
It's just everybody is there. this is the end of your life. Like he is telling her, like, what kind of a stupid, what is he hoping to achieve? It's already pre-recorded.
I don't know what he's talking about. He's kind of an idiot.
They're out to get you. Well, I thought that she was just about to die. Oh, like the alien monster, whatever, has his jaws open already, open wide, and it's about to eat her, right?
No.
They're out to get you. Yeah, no fucking shit. They're already in the house. They're touching you. Yeah. The demons. Oh, there's also demons now. Ooh, the demons closing in on every side. But she's already...
That's a lot of demons.
There's a lot of demons, but they're already inside. They have their hands on you already.
Yeah.
They're already, like, the jaw is already open.
They're just about to eat you.
But there's also a bunch of demons coming in.
Hmm.
That are also closing in. In addition to the werewolves, the vampire... No, vampires, we haven't seen vampires yet.
Maybe,
we have aliens.
We got 40-eyed monsters.
40-eyed monsters, zombies, and werewolves. All right. And now the demons, they will possess you unless you change that number on your dial. So unless you change it, not like
the volume?
The volume or the channel. But if you go to a movie theater, you can't just change the channel.
What the hell is he talking about? Also, that's not going to prevent them from eating her.
No.
If he's talking to the girl in the movie.
Exactly. So this means he's talking to the girl next to him.
Right.
Yeah, but that also doesn't make any sense. Because they're not... No, but she's also not the one being eaten by those monsters.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
What the hell is he talking about?
They will possess you unless you change the number on your dial. So he wants her to change the channel.
Yeah.
And then it's all going to be fine.
But she can't.
But they're in a movie theater. Yeah. They're in a fucking movie theater.
Movie theater? I don't know.
Now is the time for you and I to cuddle close together. That's the line, by the way. I don't know what you're doing here.
Wow.
That's the line.
Why are you scooching so far away?
Well, I saw you come closer. Closer, I don't even know. So now he's talking to her again. And now is the time for you and I to cuddle close together.
That's also the line from the backstory. That's what the backstory is about.
Yeah.
This whole song was all about this one.
Yeah, so instead of just putting his arm around her, he say, now is the time for you and I to cuddle close together. So he's still narrating to her. During the movie.
Put your arm around her. I do the yawn move.
The stretch and the yawn. And then you realize there was an empty seat next to you. All through the night, I'll save you from the terror on the screen. I'll make you see. So all through the night...
What is he really going to do?
I'll save you from the terror on the screen. What is he going to do? First, it's not even real. It's a fucking movie, so he doesn't have to save her. And the terror on the screen, why would you have to save her from it? She went to the movies with you. Like you want to see the movie, right?
Yeah.
And he's not going to do anything.
Just blocking her view.
You don't want to see this. It says here in the video of the song, Michael plays the suitor of two girls. First in the video, inside the video... in reality, he plays two monsters, a werewolf and a zombie, in real life. So he's also, like, in real life, in the movie theater, he himself is also a zombie.
He's like one of those fanboys that dresses up and makeup to go into the movies.
But he is also, like, a zombie then, I guess.
Why?
In real life. A zombie that goes to horror movies, but doesn't want her to be scared.
A zombie that goes...
A zombie with like a conscience. And he's like, oh, no, don't look at those zombies.
Is she also a zombie girl? Like a girlfriend?
I don't fucking know. What a stupid... Like, because... and then I'll make you see that this is Thriller. Yeah, she knows. It's fucking Thriller Night.
She went there with you.
Because like I can thrill you more than any ghoul would ever try.
Well, there's ghouls involved.
Oh, there's ghouls too now.
And repertoire.
And he can thrill her more, but she doesn't want to be thrilled. You want to save her from like the horror,
from
right?
The thrill, yeah.
So that's the opposite of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, we have the 17 different type of creatures.
Yeah.
Him, isn't he? He is narrating a movie.
To the girl.
He's talking to the main character, the protagonist, but also the girl next to him. And then in the video, he is also like a werewolf. He is also a werewolf.
Two
and
different creatures. Why would he have to be a zombie in the movie theater?
I have no idea. No, because that's not even in a song. I don't even think in real life he's not even a zombie. Probably. Or he might be. I don't know. Stupid fucking song, actually.
That was really dumb.
Who would have thought? Michael Jackson.
Was an idiot.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thriller.
I didn't fucking know.
If you want to thrill us, you can donate on Patreon. We'd be pretty thrilled to see that. Don't you think? Wouldn't you be thrilled?
Of course, yeah.
I would be. All right, 2 Guys, 1 Phone. Stick around for some more Michael Jackson bits to come.